Okay. Tonight's show is being sponsored by Ari Horn in honor of our own Johnny. So Johnny, shkoyach to Ari for sponsoring. And it's well deserved. Mazel tov to Zach. Zach, mazel tov, birth baby boy recently. Hope everyone is doing well. Mazel tov. Welcome back, Yaakov. For Shlema. It's good to see everyone. So let's continue. So over here, we've been talking about cooked bread, and then the Gemara talked about what would be the halacha of fruit juice or other fruit purees. But then the Gemara continues with this discussion on Mechesim Beis, and now transitions into talking about what would be the bracha on cooked vegetables. We've already kind of let the cat out of the bag. That the rule with regards to cooked vegetables is that as long as you eat it in its normal state, as long as you, lamed chesem beis, towards the bottom of the yomid, as long as you eat it in the way that is normally consumed, then it would receive the bracha bari pri adama. If you eat it in a way that is not normally consumed, then it would be the bracha of shahako. So for example, let's say you have potatoes that are normally eaten cooked. When you eat them cooked, the bracha is bari pri adama. If you would eat it raw, the bracha would be shahako. By the same token, anything that's normally eaten raw, and you eat it cooked, so then, it would lose the bracha when it's in its abnormal state. Whatever the way, as long as you eat it in the normal way, then it receives the bracha bari pri adama. If it's the abnormal way, it would not. This is the rule that's articulated in the middle of Al-Mechesim Abeis, about 15 lines from the top. Kol shet chilasa bari pri adama, meaning, however, if that's the way that it's normally consumed, it's bari pri adama. Shoko, if you cook it, shahakol niyeh b'dvaro. V'chol shet chilasa, shahakol niyeh b'dvaro, whatever, in its raw state. Is shahako shoko bar pri adama. If it's normal way, it's eating when it's cooked, so then it receives the bracha pri adama when it's cooked. The basic rule is you have to eat it in the way that it's normally consumed. Let's say it's normally consumed both raw and cooked, so then it receives the bracha bar pri adama in either state. And that's the rule that Tosis articulates. So this big Tosis over here at Divrei Maaseh Mishkachas. But included at the end of this discussion, that's the halacha that emerges. At the end of this long discussion about what should the bracha be on cooked vegetables, so the Gemara picks up two lines down in the middle lines, towards the bottom of the Amid, the lines start to get wider. So in this first group of wider lines, in the second line, the Gemara says, in the middle of this debate about what should be the bracha on cooked vegetables. I saw Rabbi Yochanan that he had a salted olive, and he made a bracha on it at the beginning, and at the end. If you'll say that fruits and vegetables, when they're in their cooked state, they retain their original bracha. So now we understand. Why is he making a bracha at the beginning and at the end? He's making bari pri ha'etz before the olive, and then he's making a main shalosh at the end. Because he ate one of the shivas haminim, which is olives, and therefore receives an ala michya, or ala peris. But if you're going to say that when you cook vegetables or fruits, it loses its bracha, so we know he made a bracha at the beginning of the end. So either way, he's going to have to make a bracha at the beginning of Shahako. What was he making at the end? What bracha achorina would there be if it loses its status of bari pri ha'etz? So Gemara says, no, Dilma bari nefashos rabbis v'chesreinon al-kama shabara. Maybe he was making a bari nefashos, but the Gemara didn't assume that that would be the case, but perhaps that's possible. Fine. Matzav Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel continues, and he asks, if cooked vegetables lose their bracha, yirakos shadam yoytze behen yidei chavas bepesach yoytze behen ubekalach shehen aloi kvushin. You can the vegetables that you can are acceptable for maror, you can use even if it's not in its original state, but not if it's been cooked. Aloi kvushin, not if it's been soaked. Veloi shlukin, not if it's been cooked. Kavushin is if it's been soaked. Shlukin is if it's been cooked. V'loy muvushalin, another different type of cooking. V'yisak adayitach b'mosayu kai. And if you're going to say it retains the bracha bari pri adama, shlukin amayloy. So if it retains the bracha bari pri adama, even when they're cooked, so why can't I use the romaine lettuce after it's been cooked? Romaine lettuce is acceptable, but not once it's been cooked. Why can't I use it even after it's been cooked? So Gemara says, no, shiny husband, to be inan tamar v'leka. Maybe it would retain the bracha bari pri adama. It's still not acceptable for maror because you need the flavor of maror, and here it's lacking it once it's been cooked. Okay, this is at the end of this long discussion. But the Gemara focuses in on that one statement that just came up. The statement of Ani Ra'isis Rabbi Yochanan Shachol Zayis Maliach who barich alav tchil of esoif. I saw Rabbi Yochanan who had a Zayis Maliach and he made a bracha at the beginning of the end. Now, a Zayis Maliach is a salted olive, but that's the equivalent of cooking the olive. Why? Because sometimes salting is the equivalent of cooking. Rashi over here on Tosis quote the Gemara, Maliach ki Raisech. Sometimes salting is the same as heating a thing. So salting it is the same as cooking. This is relevant in Hilchos Shabbos. A lot of people don't know this. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to salt foods for the first time on Shabbos, or pickle foods for the first time on Shabbos. You'll say, who's making pickles on Shabbos? Even if you make your own pickles, it takes longer than just one day. But there's a dish called ceviche, which Ivan probably knows more about than I do, which is pickled fish. And it's only good when it's fresh. So you cannot pickle fish on Shabbos. Why not? Because it's dumya de bishul. It's similar to cooking. Even though there's no heat here, sometimes using salt is the equivalent of heat. And salting fish for the first time on Shabbos, salting also changes the texture of the fish. Changes like its complexion. And since it changes the texture of the fish somewhat, it's similar to cooking. Not cooking the rice, but cooking the rabbanon. And therefore, you're not permitted to do it on Shabbos. So similarly over here, the Gemara talks about the salted olive. Salted olive is like a cooked olive. So Amalei Rav Yirmiyah, the bottom line, Lamal Chesem Abayz. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Zeir, Rav Yochanan, Heichem Mivarech al Zayis Maliach. How did he make a bracha achreina on a Zayis Maliach? Obviously, a bracha rishayna we're okay with. How did he make a bracha achreina? Kevin de Shekile ligarine, since you took out the seed, batele shiure. It doesn't have the shiur for bracha achreina, which is kezayis, which is what we want to talk about. The shiur for bracha achreina is a kezayis. If you take out the seed, it no longer has a kezayis. So he made a bracha rishayna. The Gemara thought it was a bracha bari priya eitz. That's fine. Even if it retains the bracha bari priya eitz once it's been cooked, how are you making a bracha achreina? You took out the seed. So it's less than the shiur of kezayis because you took out the seed. So Amalei, mi sabris, kezayis godol ba'inon, kezayis beinoni ba'inon. The shiur for bracha achreina, for ala peiris, is a kezayis, that's true. But that's an average size zayis. It doesn't have to be the biggest size zayis. Kezayis beinoni ba'inon. Vahuda Isa Kamaid Rabbi Yochanan, that Zayas that they brought before Rabbi Yochanan, Zayas Godohava, it was a big Zayas, and Afagav de Shaklu, Ligar Inuse, even though they took out the seed, Pashle Shiure, it still had the shear of a Kazayas. So, okay, so what are we talking about? It had this. What is the shear Kazayas for Bracha Achrayna? Is the average Zayas? This is this was a large Zayas. So even though they took out the seed, you still had the shear of an average Kazayas. This halacha that the bracha achreina is measured in the kezayis is gemara later on. And daf memalaf and mebeis, the gemara learns it out of the pasuk in parashas Ekev. The pasuk says eretz chitus or gefen teina v'rimain eretz zei shemen udvash. The last two of the shivas haminim are eretz zei shemen udvash, olives and date honey. So the gemara says, why does it repeat the word eretz again in the pasuk to teach us? That Eretz Shekol Shiurei Kezaisim. This is the land where all of the Shiurim are measured in Kezaisim. The Gemara says it's not actually true. There are other Shiurim in Halacha other than Kezaisim. But many of the Shiurim are Kezaisim. One of the Shiurim that are Kezaisim is for Bracha Achreina. That's what our Gemara derives. The Shiur for Bracha Achreina is a Kezaisim. But we said it's an average size Kezaisim. So the truth of the matter is, Ramesh has a piece, not an Igros Maisha. There used to be a journal that was put out by MTJ called Kovitz Terb. Kovetz Torah V'Hayra.
They still put it out? Shik still puts that school. Contemporary Halacha school.
Oh, that was the
original
evolution of it? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, so anyway, so Rav Moshe has in that Kovetz that they put out that he doesn't think it means the average size Zayas, it means the median size Zayas. There are, if you look online, there are like multitude grades of Zayasim. They come in very different sizes. I think there's sub-petite all the way to super mammoth, which is like 20 different sizes of Zayasim. So Moshe argues it's not the average size Zayas, it's the median size Zayas, which is actually smaller than you might imagine. It never probably makes it to our table. The same is true for the shear of kibetza. The shear of halacha depend on a betza. So again, here it's not the average size egg, it's the median size egg. So there's jumbo all the way down to peewee. So whatever it is in the middle. We never see those small eggs they use for mayonnaise. But that would be the median size egg. Okay, so it's smaller than you would think. The shiur for bracha achreina, the shiur for bracha achreina would be a kezayis. What does that mean? That's the volume. How do you measure the volume? You don't have to be a chemist to know how to measure volume. The Mishnah Maseches Uksan already tells us. You get a graduated cylinder. You put a zayis or you put a beitza in it. The water that it displaces, that volume is the shiur of a kezayis. That's the shiur of a kebeitza. That's the shiur for bracha achreina. We all know this. How do you measure that, though? Okay, so we understand. The shiur for bracha achreina is a kezayis. That's what our Gemara established. And it's based on the Gemara later on in my mouth and my base. But how do you measure this shiur of kezayis? Does it have to be, let's say, in the item itself? Or maybe even in the other items that I'm eating together with it? So, for example, let's say, what would be the shiur of kezayis for an alamichya for mezainis? You're having cake. So what would be the shiur of a kezayis? Kezayis flour? Or do we, when we measure the kezayis, we measure the kezayis together with the flour, with the eggs, with the sugar, and everything else that's in the yagim. So over here we're talking about, huh?
Rashi says measure everything.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. So over here, the Gemara is talking about you're eating one item, you're eating a zayas. The whole thing is the zayas. We mentioned earlier anything that has from the chameshes mine dagan, anything that has one of the grains in it, so that receives a bracha of mezaynus. But how do you measure the shear of kezayas when it's an item that's mezaynus that's mixed with other things like a possible b'kistin? So the Baron is mentioning correctly. There's a Gemara later on about this. The Mamala from the base. The Gemara there talks about that at the end of the meal, the custom used to be.
What would you measure if not?
Well, is the sugar and the eggs included in it, or do I have to have a kezayis, a flour?
A flour.
The shifa bracha right is a kezayis. Mezaina should be, right, a kezayis of flour, or do we include the other things within the kezayis? So the Gemara says, Memal from Ebeis, that possible bekisnin requires a bracha before, but not a bracha after. What is possible bekisnin? Pasta that comes in pockets, or it could be pasta that is very crunchy, either a pie type thing, or a crunchy type thing. Or maybe it's something that's mixed with sugar. This is going to be all types of items that are mezaynus, that are mixed with one of the grains. So pasa babekistin requires a bracha before, but not a bracha after. Why doesn't it require bracha after? V'alamichya. So Rashi says, if you look at my mouth from a bezer maschal pas, Rashi says this was a dessert that had very little flour in it. And since it had very little flour in it, you make a bracha rishayna. What's the bracha rishayna? Mezaynus, because it has from the chameshes mine dagan. Anything that has from the chameshes mine dagan, where it serves to give it flavor and body and all that, so then it's going to require mezaynus. But you don't make an alamichya. Why not? Because Rashi says it doesn't have a kezai, it's a flour. It's mixed with nuts and with honey and with oils. So since it's mixed with other things, those don't count for the shear of kezai, so it doesn't require an alamichya. So Taisvis over there, Memal from Ebeis, disagrees with Rashi. And he says, what are you talking about? If you had enough of it, of course you should make an alamichya. After all, everything that has been the chameshes mine dagan, Taisis divrei masel ela, if you look in the middle of Taisis, says, upirish Rashi, afilum alchemehen acher birchas hamazon, even after you ate, if you ate it after birchas hamazon, no bracha achron is required. V'goy nehira. Because we said earlier, kosha yesh b'chameshes haminim tzarech bracha me'ein shalish. Anything that has been the chameshes minim requires mezaynus and requires a me'ein shalish. Even if you don't have the majority of it is not dagon, or you don't have a kezayis of dagon. So Rashi shita is that you need a kezayis of dagon in order to make an alamichya. Taisa shita is that it's enough if together with everything you have a kezayis. This comes up all the time. People eat cakes and cookies, so the brashir for bracha achreina is always a kezayis. That's what our Gemara established. And that's the average size zayas. But what gets included in the zayas if you're talking about cakes and cookies? So Rashi's view is only the kemach, only the flour gets included. So you have to have, if you want to make a bracha achreina, and it's, you know, let's say you have a pie type thing, you'd have to make sure to have a kezayas of the crust.
Is it the kemach or the dough?
The kemach, the flour. You have to have a kezayas of flour. The other items don't count.
How about the dough? The dough itself has...
Okay, you're saying the water that mixes with the flour. Yeah, presumably, yeah. But not the apple pie filling and not the other things. Yeah. Taisa shita is, if all together you have a kezayis, that's good enough. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says you really should have a kezayis of flour, like the more machmer de kashita. The Mishnah Berurah says that the custom is to be mekel. Even if you don't have a kezayis of flour, you still make a bracha, you would still make a bracha achreinu. Yeah, this is the shear though. For an alamichya, right? We've been talking about Lama Tesimut Aleph. That was the shear for ala peris, so we've been talking about an alamichya on minim mezaynus. What about for benching? Benching, the shear should have also been a kezayis. Eretz sharoiv shira kezayisim. However, if you look at the Gemara Mem Tesimut Beis, the Gemara actually has a machlekes hatanoim about this. What's the shear for bracha achreina of what triggers the obligation to bench? Sigmar has a machlekes, mem tesim ebeis, a few lines up from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the daf. The Gemara has a machlekes in Remeir and Rebbe Yehuda. Because the pasuk says, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. You ate, you were satiated, and then you benched. So the opinion of Remeir is, if you look at the second white line, mem tesim ebeis, Remeir savar v'achalta zu achiga v'savata zu shesia. You have to eat and drink in order to be chayv and benching deiraisa. And there's an Indian to be machmir with the sheet of Remeir. We don't pass on Remeir, but Tosfos writes there's an Indian to be machmir for Remeir. So you should drink also. You're not obligated to bench unless you drank, according to bench day Raisa, unless you drank also.
Drink a Revius or any other?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Probably not. You just need to drink. It has to be both.
Any kind of drink?
Yeah. Yeah, a meal is eating and drinking. Yeah. So v'achalta zu achil v'savata zu shusia. V'achilu b'kizayis. What is the standard achil? Achil is a kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda savar v'achalta v'savata achilu sheyesh basvia. It has to be an eating that has satiating. V'eiz zu zu kabeitza. So Yehuda's view is no. It has to be something that satiates you. What is that? Presumably for most people. For most people, that's a kabeitza, which is either two kizayisim or three kizayisim. It's a machlekes rishonim. So either way, it's more. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. How do we paskin? So we seem to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara says earlier on Chafam Abayis. I return to the Gemara Chafam Abayis. It's a famous Gemara. Gemara says on Chafam Abayis, it has a contradiction between two psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says, "Asher lo yisaf fanim bo yikach shreichad." HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favoritism and he doesn't take bribes. Where is that pasuk? In Parashas Voschanan. Parshas Ekev. Asher Yisa Panav Yikach Shoychan. For 1 minute, but the pasuk says Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. That's the pasuk in the Birchas Kainim and Parshas Nasai. So Hashem shows favoritism to us, but the pasuk says Asher Yisa Panav Yikach Shoychan. He's not going to show favoritism, but yet he shows favoritism to us. So Amalahem V'chilo Esa Panav Yisrael. How could I not show favoritism to call Yisrael? Shekosafti Lahem V'Torah. I wrote in the Torah V'Ochalta. You should eat and you should be satiated. I said you should really be full. And they're machmer on themselves, either ad kezayis or ad kebeitza. They bench even though they're not really obligated. So it sounds like the chiyuv of benching deraisa is only a kedei sevia. Kali so is machmer, that we bench even when it's only a kezayis, when it's only a kebeitza. So benching when it's a kezayis, when it's a kebeitza is only midrabanan. So I'm the Rabbanan. So we said for bracha achrayna this year is usually kezayis. That's what our Gemara talked about. And we talked about what's included in the zayis. Is it only the flour? If you're talking about minim zayis, so maybe other things too. Benching is different. Benching to bench deraisa is a shir sevia. The kezayis is only midrabanan. The Chassam Sofer though has a fantastic question over here in this Gemara. He says it's in the Chuvas, in the Chidushim. He says this is not a chumra. This is a kula. Klal Yisrael is so machmir on themselves that they bench even a kezayis and a kebeitza. You're mentioning making a bracha she'ena tricha. If you're not obligated to bench unless you're full, why are we benching when we're not obligated to? To make a bracha we're not obligated to is a bracha she'ena tricha. So some sefer says a chiddush, which is a chiddush in Agadata over here. I'm learning this Gemara, but it's also a chiddush ledina. He takes it in din. Sometimes people only say things like al derech hadrush. They don't really mean it. Some sefer was in everything. So some sefer said a chiddush in drush, and then he meant it. He has a tshuva about it also. So some sefer says, no, what it means is they fill themselves up with a kezayis or a kebeitza. Look at Klal Yisrael, that they're satiated with less. They're satisfied with less. They're mistapik b'muat. Why is that a reason to show them favoritism? That the Chassam Sofer doesn't explain. But he says they're satisfied with less, and therefore it's not a gratuitous benching. They're obligated because they're full. They're satiated, but they satisfy themselves with less. So in the Sefer Kehelas Yitzchak, huh? Zenis Daraisa. It's not a kula. But because Klal Yisrael is mistapik b'muat, that established the halacha for other generations, who even those who are not satisfied with less, to bench even on a kezayis and a kebeitza. And the Sefer Kehelas Yitzchak, which was ahead of its time, that's a collection of Divrei Torah. Today we have like collections of Divrei Torah, a dime a dozen. Every organization puts one out. But this was unique in Vilna. So Vilna was ahead of its time. So there's a Sefer called Kehelas Yitzchak. It's popular still today. And it quotes different things that he heard, that people used to say on the street, over in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin and other people who circulated in Vilna. So he quotes there from Reb Chaim Volozhin. It doesn't appear anywhere else. Reb Chaim Volozhin was medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara says, medaktik him al atzmam. They're medaktik for themselves. Meaning, I was mistapik b'muat. What I do with the rest of the food, though, I gave it to you. When I gave food to you, when I supplied food for others, I didn't give them mistapik b'muat. I didn't give them, you can be satisfied with less as well. I was medaktik on myself. What I do with my extras, I gave it to other people. And them I gave more than the kezayis, more than the kebeitza. To them I gave even more. So the Reb Chaim Volozhin says the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu was nice to him to them was because they were giving tzedakah also. And the Gemara, the Medrash comments that it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take bribes, but there are certain bribes where Ribbono Shel Olam does take. V'sheched mecheik Rasha yikach. The pasuk says in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes bribe from the bosom of the Rasha. What bribes does he take? Tshuva, tefila, and tzedakah. Those are the bribes Ribbono Shel Olam takes. And this was tzedakah. How is it tzedakah? Because they were giving to others more than they had themselves. We usually think, right, the highest point of Bein Adam V'Chaveiro is V'haftu V'yachak HaMoichef. I'm a stabik b'muatz, I give you a little bit. Some people do tzedakah in an exaggerated fashion. I even give you more than I have myself. Sometimes you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have meals by people, unfortunately, don't have a lot. But the guests, they give more. This is that midah, like of Klal Yisrael. To others, they give more even than they have themselves. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to show them favoritism. They're engaged in the mitzvot tzedakah. But anyway, getting back, halach l'maisa, some sefer says, let's say a person is mistapik b'mu'o. Let's say a person is an elderly person, is a young person, and they're satiated with less than a kezaisa, satiated with less than a kebetza. So some sefer said they would be obligated to bench midai raisa because you have this savata. That was a some sefer. The Magen Avraham talks about, though, let's say a person had, normally in order to be chayv in benching, or in order to be chayv in bracha achrayin, you have to have a kezayis, as we said. That kezayis has to be in b'kedei achilas pras. That's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. You have to eat it in a certain span of time called kedei achilas pras. How much is kedei achilas pras? The time it takes to eat a pras. What is a pras? A pras is a prusa. A prusa of what? Of a larger loaf. So kedei achilas pras is a piece or half of a larger loaf. How much is a larger loaf? It's a machlekes rishonim, either three beitzim or four beitzim. So kedei achilas pras is either two beitzim or a beitz and a half. How long does it take to eat a beitz and a half or two beitzim? Somewhere between 2 and 7 minutes. Okay. So you should try and have a kezayis to be chayv and bracha achrayin within 2 to 4 minutes. You want to be machmir 2 minutes. You want to be a little bit more meko 4 minutes. So then you would be chayv in bracha achrayin if you had it b'kedei achilas pras. Let's say, though, I had a kezayis, not in kedei achilas pras. I didn't eat it with haste. That's why the mitzvah matzah, we could still prepare a little bit for Pesach, not even 30 days before yet. You should eat your kezayis of matzah b'kedei achilas pras. Sometimes people sit at the Seder and they're schmoozing in the middle of the kezayis. That's not right. You should be able to eat the kezayis and you should try and do it with haste. Not so much haste that the person is chas v'shalom choking on the matzah. You can take your time and eat it in a healthy way. But make sure to eat it in 2 to 4 minutes. B'chadei achilas pras. That's how, otherwise the shiur is not mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is a chakira. He says, let's say a person has the food, not in kedei achilas pras. Okay, so he's not chayv in a bracha achrayna. But he is full. Let's say he had it, he spread it out. He didn't have a kezayis b'chadei achilas pras, but at the end of the day, he's full. So Magen Avraham says, even though you're full, you didn't have an achila, because it wasn't b'chadei achilas pras, you're not chayv to bench. The Prima Gadim disagrees. The Prima Gadim says, even though you didn't have an achilas of achalta, you didn't have, visavata you did have. Let's say a person, right, meanders over the meal. He lingers over the meal. At the end of the day, he's full. But he didn't have a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras. So the Magen Avraham says, you didn't have a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, visavata modifies v'achalta. You didn't have v'achalta, you cannot have visavata. The Prima Gadim says, no. Prima Gadim says, you had visavata. So even though v'achalta you did not have, visavata you did have. So benching the Rabbana, no, but benching the Raisa, yes, because in the end of the day, you're full, and maybe the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras doesn't apply to Visavata. The Mishnah Berurah is not happy with the Prima Gadim, so Mishnah Berurah says, no, he thinks Visavata applies to Vachalta applies to Visavata as well. Visavata also, it has to be, you have to have a Kezayis B'Kedei Achilas Pras. If you didn't have Vachalta, you never get to Visavata. First, you have to jump through the hoop of Vachalta. Then, if you get to Visavata, then you're chayv to bench Daraisa. If you never got to Vachalta, you never get to Visavata. Fine, fantastic. So, Mishnah Berurah, though, comes up with a Chiddush. Minchas Chinuch discusses this also. Let's say I had a kezayis b'chadei achilas pras of bread. And then, together with the rest of the meal, I become full. Maybe I even had bread and some other things throughout the rest of the meal, and I become full. But that was not b'chadei achilas pras. That was 2 hours. Am I obligated to bench Daraisa now? And let's say some of the other items weren't even bread. There might have been other things. So Prima Gadim told us there's no zman for Visavata. So he said, as long as you ate and you're full, you're chayv to bench. The Brangit Avram said, no, in order to get the Visavata and Vachalta related, you need a Maisa Achila for Achalta, you need a Maisa Achila for Visavata. Prima Gadim said, no, Visavata doesn't require a Maisa Achila. Interesting. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, though, thinks you do need a Maisa Achila, at least for the first Kezayis. You have to have Vachalta. Visavata, maybe he agrees with the Prima Gadim. So maybe as long as you had a Kezayis, B'chadei Achilas Pras, it satisfies Vachalta. Visavata doesn't need a Kezayis, B'chadei Achilas Pras. Even if it takes me an hour or 2 hours, the Bir Halacha says, let's say even if I have other things that come together with the bread. But that's not bread itself. All I had was a Kezayis of bread, and then I had chicken and fish and dips and other things. And that, you know, is Mashum the Shir Sevilla. I don't know. I don't think so. No, because that's in one item. This is in other items. Right, so the halacha paskins, as long as it's something that goes together with the bread, that could be misarved to the shir sevilla, and would be chayv to bench deraisa. Rabbi Moshe has in a tshuva to Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, he says you have to say that way. Otherwise, none of us are obligated to bench deraisa. We have mamish asudas shlema melech every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, Baruch Hashem. You're not obligated to bench deraisa because we all take our time over the meal. Yeshiva bachrim eat quick, you know, like this. But other people take their time to eat like a normal person. So you're going to have a kezayis of bread, maybe. Maybe because they have chivas pras. Hopefully. You should have a kezayis because they have chivas pras. Efsher. A kezayis, at least, you know, medium sized olive, yeah. So a kezayis because they're not annoyed to be hudach chazanishta, but a medium sized olive. A kezayis because they have chivas pras. He's going to be mashing with other things. So Ramesh said it's not conceivable to him that no one is chayv to bench their rice every Shabbos in Yom Tov. You can't believe it.
It's about that after the first course. You don't need.
So that's the chiddush of the Prima Gadim. The Mishnah Berurah accepts the Prima Gadim at least vis-a-vis v'savata. But you have to first get through v'achalta.
No, see, v'achalta. Yeah,
if you have a kezayis, but they're chiddush bread,
then you
fall
by the first question, and you back at the end.
Huh?
How much chal is a kezayis? Most people eat a chal.
That's a kezayis already.
Well, okay.
Why is it so squishy?
A medium-sized kezayis, yeah.
If it's by the flour, it's a different question.
No, without
but even together with the fish, you have your kezayis, and you have a savata. You're by the fish, and you're done.
That's an old problem. The problem is in one place the Gemara mentions eggs. We all know this from Pesach. I don't want to rehash old issues, but the Gemara measures eggs, in, you know, or the shear these shiurim in terms of eggs in one place. It's the Gemara in Eruvin. The Gemara elsewhere measures these shiurim in terms of amos and etzbos, which is the size of the arm and fingers. And the problem is they don't match. The eggs and the shiurim are supposed to be the same, but they don't match. One way it's measured in terms of eggs, the other way it's measured in terms of amos and etzbo. So that's Neid Behuda, a chiddush, that it must be our eggs are too small. So we have to enlarge the eggs. So the Talmidim of the Neid Behuda said, Neid Behuda is a very big person. So the Talmidim of the Neid Behuda and the Tshuva Meyava, so he asked the Neid Behuda, he said, maybe your arms and fingers are very big. Maybe the normal person, who's not a giant, so the eggs and the arms and the fingers would match. So Neid Behuda laughed. So he, Talmud, is Chaker, what did the Neid Behuda mean when he laughed? Did he mean to be maskim? Oh yeah, it's just me, I'm too big. Or did he mean to, you know, big and tall store? Or did he mean to say, oh, maybe, you know, that's a funny joke, ha ha ha. But in truth of the matter is, you have to enlarge the egg. So when it comes to benching also, you probably have to have a little bit of a larger egg. So the shear for benching, shear for bracha chorin is typically a kezayis. The shear for benching, though, is a little bit different. It's a shear of sevia. You might need an achilo there of a kezayis at its core, but afterwards the shear would be a sevia. So that's why you have until you can bench, until, you know, what is the shear that you, let's say you ate, you finished eating, and now you want to bench. How long do you have to bench? The Gemara says later on, and then Gimel Mabez, you have to bench as long as you're still full. As long as you still feel full, that's the Gemara, and then Gimel Mabez towards the bottom. The Gemara says, and then Gimel Mabez at the two dots, ad emasai, how much time do you have? Kama shir iko, how long does it take for the food to be digested? Kol zman shein arayv.
You lose your appetite over the drushes. You're
hungry again.
Yeah.
Then you can't bench anymore. As long as kol zman shein arayv, as long as you're not hungry. If it's an achila gasa, that doesn't count. But if it's kol zman shein arayv, it doesn't mean I could eat another jelly bean. It means you're hungry. So kol zman shein arayv, as long as it's not full yet. Okay, so the shear is severe and you can bench as long as you're still full. The Chazon Ish has a chakira, which is not his chakira. He talks about it. It's Rabbi Kiva Eger's chakira. What's the pshat in svia? When you're full, you could bench. Is it because that's when the achila is still present? That's when the achila is still present. The achila is the mechayiv in benching, not the svia. But how long is the achila present as long as you're not hungry? As long as you're still full? Or no, it's the svia that's mechayiv. Sounds very yeshivish. It's the svia that's mechayiv, not the achila. What's the nafkamina? So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a chiddush or has a suffix that Achronim talk about. It's a bar mitzvah Torah. The Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix. What's the story with a bar mitzvah bacher who ate and freshed away right before his bar mitzvah, then before the shkia? Then it comes after Tzitzik HaKavim. He's still full from that which he had before. Now, he's a good Jew, in a good little katan. So he benched when he was a katan. But now he's still full from the meal and he now becomes a bar mitzvah. Does he have to bench again? Because now he's chayiv and benching deiraisa. So what's the mechayiv? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's chakira. What's the mechayiv? Is the mechayiv the svia? And now he's still sovei. So maybe he has to bench deiraisa. No, maybe the mechayiv is the achila. How long does the achila linger? As long as you're still, you know, you're still full. But it's the achila that's the mechayiv. Or you can have another chakira. Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this. It's not later achrenim. It's Rabbi Kiva on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Quotes a chayiv. Other ones a suffolk. Let's say a person lo aleinu is an einain. And he has a meal. Then they bury his relative. I guess it's a quick kvura. Not too many has paid him. And now, he's still full from the meal before. Now he becomes chayv mitzvahs because his relative has already been buried. Is he obligated to bench?
Or do we say since he was an Einain, while he was an Einain, he's Potter from Mitzvahs. So since the Achil took place one time when he was Potter, he's Potter. Or maybe we should say the Svi is what's Mechayev. Blah, 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 and forth. Anyway, it's an interesting Chakira, but it all hinges upon this idea that benching depends on Svi as opposed to regular Bracha Achrayna, depends on a Kezayis. Taisus talks about over here, though, let's go back to where we started. That Gemara Lama Chesim Beis, the discussion with regards to the olive, right? So Rabbi Yochanan had this salted olive. Even though they took out the seed, he made a bracha achrayna. So the Gemara asks, how did he make a bracha achrayna? He didn't have the shear for bracha achrayna. He didn't have a kezayis. The Gemara says, no, it was in a large kezayis. Even though they took out the seed, it still had the shear of a kezayis. So Taisus, though, quotes from Yushalmi that disagrees. Yushalmi says, no, you know how he made a shear? You know how he made a bracha achrayna on this kezayis? Because it's a birya. It's a whole item. And you always make a bracha achrayna, even if it's less than a kezayis, on a whole item. And a birya. Taisus right in the middle of Amitesim et Aleph, about 10 lines down in the narrow lines, 8 lines down, he quotes, Yushalmi Rabbi Yochanan Heki Baruch Azayas, Halo Havi Shiura, you don't have the Shia, Bekam or Mishum Birya. It's a Birya. Whenever you have a Birya, the Filo Acha, or Preda Acha Shal Anab, or Preda Acha Shal Rimon, one pomegranate seed, one grape, Bay Bruche Mishum de Birya, Mevarchan Afigo Pachas Mikazayas. Vechalek Agamara Didon. And it disagrees with Agamara. Disagrees with Agamara. So Yushalmi seems to disagree with our Gemara, that our Gemara held you need a shear, a birya would not have been a sufficient teretz. But according to Yushalmi, you make a bracha achrayna even if it's less than a kezayis, as long as it's a birya. Taisus later on goes on to quote one of the other Balei Taisus who disagreed. Maybe the Yushalmi agrees with us. Maybe we agree with Yushalmi. Our Gemara was talking about a case where it's not a birya because you took out the seed. It's taking out the seed undoes its status of a birya. It's not a whole item anymore because you removed the seed. Is it called a whole item if you remove part of the seed? Is it not called a whole item if you remove the seed? Interesting. Anyway, so he says maybe if you remove the seed, it's no longer a whole item. But what emerges over here, perhaps, is a machlech in the Bavi and the Shami, whether or not you make a bracha achrayna, even when it's less than a kezayis, if it's on a birya. So our Sameach has a shtickle Torah over here. The Sameach quotes thinks that this is a Yushalmi l'shitasai, because it's another Yushalmi. Our Gemara says, what's the shir for bracha achrayna? Is a kezayis. For benching, the raisa would be a shir of kedei svir. The Yushalmi disagrees. Yushalmi disagrees with the Bavli and holds that for benching also is a kezayis. For benching also is a kezayis, deraisa. It's not with the shir sviya. Not with the shir sviya. Why should benching be on a kezayis and not a shir sviya? After all, the pasuk says, v'chalta v'savata. So, or Sameach says, huh? What? Could be. Yeah, but what's the pshat of Rameir? Yeah, could be. So our Sameach says he thinks the pshat is that according to the Yushalmi, the ikar is chashivus. Chashivus. That's what it depends on. A kezayis is a davar chashuv. Maybe a birya is also a davar chashuv. So as long as you have a davar chashuv, you make a bracha achrayna. Depends on a davar chashuv. The Bavli is not interested in chashivus. The Bavli is interested either in shir achil or shir sevia, and therefore the Bavli doesn't hold of this whole halacha with regards to the birya. Lamaisa, it's a suffix in the Paiskim, and it's a suffix in Shulchan Aruch. You have to make a bracha achrayna if you have a birya. And what's called a birya is a further machlekes. If I remove the seed, does that render its status? Does it lose the status of Iberia? Maybe it doesn't lose the status of Iberia. The Rosh distinguishes between how it's brought before me. If it's brought before me without the seed, maybe it's Iberia. If it's brought before me with the seed and I remove the seed, then it's no longer Iberia because it's not whole anymore. So this whole thing is fraught with machlekes. I recommend you avoid the whole thing. Don't eat one pomegranate seed and call it, what's the bracha achrayna? I have no idea. I can't help you. One grape. I don't know. Don't eat one grape. If you're having one chip, eat the whole bag of potato chips. Eat the whole bowl of grapes. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch recommends not to do it.
So, if you cut it to two?
Huh?
If you cut it to two, take a raisin, cut it to two and you eat both halves. Say that again?
In the end of the day, you had the whole birya, though. So I don't think it's because you ate.
No, but it's
still a davar chashuv. It's like a chaticha roilus kabed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One other thing with regards to shir for bracha achrayna.
Why does the pit count as part of the kezayis before you take out the pit? Either the pit is edible or it's not edible, right? So it might not mean that you take it out and that's why you change the volume.
You don't have the volume anymore.
I don't need volume, but the pit doesn't count as a volume.
Sure, does. You take the olive, you put it in water, how much water it displaces.
Eating a kezayis means you have to eat
You have to eat a kezayis of food.
But if the pit takes up half the kezayis, that's not considered... It's not a kazayas.
It's a sheer volume.
It's a sheer of
a volume.
No, but here's from the Gemara.
Correct. That's what the Gemara says. Even though he had a whole kazayas, ironically, he wouldn't be obligated to bench.
That you didn't have to.
Correct. Correct.
The pit is not.
So that's what Yishalmi seems to assume. Even though he took out the pit, it's still a birya. Maybe that's only if you brought it to me without a pit. If you brought it to me with a pit, we could ha. Bracha Achrayin is the right, so even on a Dabba Chashuv.
There is a Bracha Achrayin. It's not part of the Zayas.
Because it depends on a Dabba Chashuv. You have something Chashuv. Chashuv is Kizayas.
I don't know.
So Birya also is Chashuv. One last thing. Let's just round out our discussion of Shia for Bracha Achrayin. Tosfos brings up over here, Tosfos says, what's the Shia for Bracha Achrayin on liquids? So Tosfos says, Tosfos says for the shear bracha achrayna for liquids is maloy lugmav. Avav bebracha shachara ba'inan shear maloy lugmav, which is a cheekful. That's how much you have to drink for kiddush. Maybe for Abdullah, maybe for benching also. You could probably get away with a little bit less, in my opinion, but I don't want to disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says maloy lugmav, which is a cheekful, which is a rive revius. The problem is the Tosfos says over here the shear for bracha achrayna on liquids is maloy lugmav. So therefore, Tosfos says, "Al kein yesh lizayr lishtoyz mikayshal bracha malay lugmav." So therefore, you have to be careful to drink from a kayshal bracha malay lugmav. Why? Why have to be careful to drink from a kayshal bracha malay lugmav? Because the shear bracha achrayin is malay lugmav. So the Gaon claims there's a tel sefer over here in Tosfos. That what it should say is we have a suffix. What's the shear bracha achrayin for drinks? Some hold it's a kezayis. Some hold it's a kebeitza. Some hold it's a revius. Revius is a beitza umechta. So it's a beitza and a half. Since from a kaisho bracha you have to drink maloy lugmav, you have to drink a cheekful, which is a rive revius, so you're already in the zone of suffek for bracha achrayna. Some hold it's a kezayis, some which is a half a beitza, a third of a beitza. Some hold it's a beitza, some hold it's a beitza mechza, a beitza and a half, and maloy lugmav is rive of a revius. You're 0.7 of a revius, right? 0.7 half of a revius. So you're already in the zone of suffek. Since you have to drink maloy lugmav for a kaisho bracha, be careful to drink. Be careful to drink a revius. That's Tosfos' argument. And you have to drink that revius, b'chdei shesias revius, b'chdei achilas pras, in order to be chayev for a bracha achrayna. So that's why if you have a cup of water, you have to make sure to drink revius in that shear. What if you're drinking scotch? So we talked last time that maybe scotch, since the serving size is a little bit less, the shear for bracha achrayna might be less than revius. Rav achrayim don't accept that taz. We assume the shear for bracha achrayna for bari nefashis, for even scotch, would be more than, would be the same, would be revius. We don't give a lesser shear just because the serving size is less. What is interesting though, huh? Hot coffee. So Mishnah Berurah has a debate. What should be the shear for bracha achrayna on hot coffee? Hot coffee. So you probably have to drink it, bichdei shesias revius. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that with those tzaddikim who were careful when drinking hot coffee and hot tea, to wait till it gets cold to the end and then drink the last revius, quickly, in order to make a bracha achrayna. The Shari Tshuva, though, quotes a very compelling svar along the same lines as the Taz. He says the Taz held that there's a smaller shear for scotch because people drink less. That's the serving size is less. So maybe the shear for bracha achrayna is less. By revius is a normal size for a regular drink. For scotch is less. So maybe the shear for bracha achrayna is less. So too, the Shari Tshuva says, huh?
Wine, no one drinks it so fast. And yet, no one says by it can be relaxed and takes the time. The issue is that if you take this word, you can't apply it to this by wine, because it's right.
Wine is meant to be sipped, not chugged. So Shari Tshuva says an interesting story. He says, by tea and coffee, since that's not the normal way it's drunk, the normal way it's drunk is slow. So just like the Taz says, we should change the shiurim based on what is the normal way to consume it. For bracha achrayna on tea and coffee, we should also change the manner or the time frame that you have to consume it. And therefore, even if you drink it slow, you still make a bracha achrayna. Interesting. I don't know, if you drank it slow, I wouldn't make a bracha. Safek brachas lakula. The wine at Dawud Kaisis, you should be careful to drink.
Why do I, Abdullah, why
do
I make sure bracha
chonek?
Why can't I just have a little bit of
rubis? The Gemara says, by Kiddush, you have to have a maloy lugmav. Doesn't mention by other kaisa shel bracha. The shita of Tosfos is every kaisa shel bracha requires a maloy lugmav. Maloy lugmav, you're in the zone of safek for bracha achrayna, now you have to drink a revius and sit down for awa gofen. And I will get for now, Michio. But the Gemara only has it by Mulai Lugmav. Other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, and they feel, no, you don't need a Mulai Lugmav, it's only by Kiddush. So Kaisa benching wouldn't require Mulai Lugmav, and Kaisa Havdalah wouldn't require Mulai Lugmav. By Havdalah Dafka, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shoy Sama'at. I would say that means less than v'loy lugmav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, we pass like Tosis, v'loy lugmav. So if you ask me, I hear those who say you don't need a v'loy lugmav by, or Revius by Havdalah. The custom of many was just to sip from the Kais of Havdalah. But if you're a Mishnah Berurah Jew, you have a v'loy lugmav by every Kais Shel Bracha. Huh?
Kiddush Hayom
also, Bris Migo also, the weddings it's a Shaila, why the Chassan and Kala not sit down and Mulay Lugmov, and then it's a suffix. I once saw a Chassan drink the whole Kais, sat down for Bracha Achrayna. He's a Rebbe today, he's a Rosh Hashiva somewhere, so if that's in your future, you can do that, but it's a little odd. A little odd.